the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11.
Think about the areas of your life where you may be clinging to old ways. Ask God for specific ways you can seek His presence to guide you as you step into a new year.
January 2nd. Relax in my healing presence. As you spend time with me, your thoughts tend to jump ahead to today's plans and problems. Bring your mind back to me for refreshment and renewal. Let the light of my presence soak into you as you focus your thoughts on me. Thus I equip you to face whatever the day brings. This sacrifice of time pleases me and strengthens you. Do not skimp on our time together. Resist the clamor of tasks waiting to be done. You have chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from you.
Contemplate the following scriptures about finding strength in God's presence.
Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Psalm 105, verse 4. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what He said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to Him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Luke chapter 10, verses 39 through 42.
As you ruminate on today's message about finding strength in God's presence, create a list of challenges you are facing this week. After every item in this list, ask God to give you His strength and healing to help you tackle each challenge.
January 3rd. Refresh yourself in the peace of my presence. This peace can be your portion at all times and in all circumstances. Learn to hide in the secret of my presence. Even as you carry out your duties in the world, I am both with you and within you. I go before you to open up the way, and I also walk alongside you. There could never be another companion as devoted as I am. Because I am your constant companion, there should be a lightness to your step that is observable to others. Do not be weighed down with problems and unresolved issues, for I am your burden bearer. In the world, you have trials and distress, but don't let them get you down. I have conquered the world and deprived it of power to harm you. In me, you may have confident peace.
Contemplate these verses about receiving God's peace.
Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you in the presence of the sons of men. You shall hide them in the secret place of your presence from the plots of man. You shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Psalm chapter 31, verses 19 through 20. I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. But be of good cheer, take courage, be confident, certain, undaunted. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you, and have conquered it for you. John chapter 16, verse 33.